Heavenly Father, we worship you and praise you today. Help us to praise you every day. But on this day, you say, set aside the Sabbath for me. So we set aside this day, and we come together to worship you and praise you. And, oh, Lord, we pray you will be blessed by the praise of your people, and you will come abide with us. Your word tells us if we draw near to you, you will draw near to us. We're drawing near to you now, Lord. So draw near to us. Cleanse each one of us now by the shed blood of Jesus. Let no unclean thing draw nigh unto this place now. And be glorified in this place, we pray. Amen.
I'm going to start with this verse about here, that where two or three are gathered, there I should be also. So it doesn't matter how many people are here. It's like what we need to receive from him today, you know? And that's what we need to think about. You know, it could be one person here, but one person will lead to Jesus. You know what I'm saying? And maybe be encouraged or given new hope or healed. We don't know what the Holy Spirit has planned for us. You understand? But first I want to tell you a little bit about myself because there's new people. Some people don't know me. And my husband, of course, isn't here. He's still in Thailand. We couldn't leave together because we have little children and they have real anxiety problems. You know, we've been there for them. So one of us has to come separately. But I know that you will get to meet my husband through this. He'll be here. The conference is in October, but he's going to come. I'm thinking 2.5 weeks or three. He needs a rest. So if you can pray for my husband, okay? He needs total peace. But I want to tell you a little bit about what we do, okay? We have been there almost 20 years, 18 years, whatever. It's pretty close. You know, it doesn't seem that long. That's the thing. It doesn't seem like it's been that long since we left. I feel like I was just here yesterday. And so the Lord called us to build a house for children, you know. But I want to tell you about our area. We live in Thailand, and we live in the northeastern part of Thailand, which is the poorest area, okay? The people are animists. Buddhist animists. There's different kind of Buddhism. There's, you know, I think you got a sanctuary somewhere up here in the mountains.
Yeah,
pretty sad. But anyway, and they're, the Buddhist people are more into, they don't, of course, they don't know God, but they're more into, it's okay, whatever you do, it's your karma. You know, like if we're driving down the road and somebody has an accident, it was their karma to have that accident. Or when you die, it's your karma to have that death come upon you, you know. So we deal with that a lot, which is really hard to minister to them. Now, the Catholics are more successful. I'll tell you, they're more successful as far as ministering. And I'm thankful that they can even know Jesus. You know what I'm saying? It might be the wrong teachings, but I'm thankful that they know Jesus. So, but they have statues, and Buddhism has statues. They got cows, trees, whatever the animals, you know, they worship all this, different kinds of entities, you know. So anyway, they're more successful because they worship statues, you know. So, but you know what, I don't have a problem with it after being there for 18 years. My husband and I feel that if they come to know Jesus in some form, you know what I'm saying, it's not, what they're learning is not biblical, you understand, because they don't study the Bible. But we've had a lot of Catholics ask us for Bibles. So, and we get the Bible Thai, of course, from Bangkok. We order them special. We have Gideon's, but Gideon's is not translated really well. So we actually give Bibles away. We did give Bibles away to the high school kids years ago, you know. But anyway, to get back to our mission there, we're in northeastern Thailand. It's the hottest part of the country. It's the wettest part of the country. You talk about hot. I love this weather. I'm sorry. It's like, thank you, Jesus, that we have this cooler weather. And so what the Lord instructed us to do, and we take children that have been what they call tinged, which means thrown away, dumpstered out, you know. We've had a lot of children come and go. At one time, when we first started the ministry, if a parent wanted to come get a child, they could come get them any time. So, like, some children we had for 5 years, and the parents would come back. And they would be so upset about leaving. I remember one little girl, her name was Esther. Her mother was a Christian. Yeah. And when they came to get her, and the government came, they went to the government, and the government came, and she's holding to the bushes. I don't want to go, I don't want to go. She didn't, the night she slept with me, because we knew they were coming the next day for her, and it just tore us apart. So we became a foundation in America, which I knew nothing about a foundation. I knew, Brady and I knew absolutely nothing. We went to visit the people in the village, which you'll hear about later. This is my testimony for what he's trying to get me to share with you today. And I lost my thought. That happens when you get older. Okay, so anyway, I'm sorry. Somebody tell me what I'm saying. Oh, yeah, thank you. We started the foundation in America, which we knew nothing about. And we went to Good Shepherd. We didn't know nothing about your church at that point, you know. So we went to Good Shepherd, and we're like, okay, Holy Spirit, what do we do with this? What is a foundation? So I got on the, I'm kind of getting into some of my testimony, but I have to share this. I got on the telephone with the government of America to find out how to get a foundation. And something kept saying in the back of my head, hang up the phone. I was on there for 3 hours. You know how they put you on hold, It was even back then, 20 years ago, it was bad. So anyway, the Holy Spirit said, hang up the phone. I got it covered. Exactly what he told me. And I'm like, are you sure? So I told my husband when he came home. So that Sunday, okay, this is like on a Thursday, okay? That Sunday, I go to church, Good Shepherd, and this man named Charlie Rader comes up to me, and he says to me, the Holy Spirit wants me to give you my foundation. I'm like, did you know that, Randy? Ah, what a blessing. And I'm like, how do you give somebody a foundation? You know what I'm saying? I didn't know nothing about it. And he said, don't worry, I got it all covered. It was $38 in the bank, in his foundation, $38. And we started building that building with $38. That's all we had. And the building was 5 million baht, which is about 150,000. And we started building this this is what God had ordered, this humongous building. I mean, it's got 15 bedrooms, 18 bathrooms. It's humongous. Anyway, so we started building this building, and it's like, we hired a contractor. He gave us a bill, and he said, you make this payment on this date. It took him 6 months. 200,000 baht, 300,000 baht, blah, blah, blah. And every time we went to the bank, I am not kidding you, the money was there to pay for that building. You know, and this is leading up to what he wants you to receive today. I'm leading up to what he wants you to hear and what he wants you to receive. And it could be 1 year, it could be 5 years, but I don't know your relationship with God. I don't know it, you know. So anyway, so we built the building, took 6 months, and step by step, we were just led to do all that. So anyway, that's how great God is. So we live in Northeast Thailand, and they're mostly animists, and it's hot, and it's muggy, and it's really, finally got air conditioning. We're getting older, so we did put air conditioning in one of our bedrooms, and which is a real blessing. But anyway, the people there are wonderful. I love Thai people. You know, my husband actually he lived in Thailand. He taught school in Thailand, but he speaks Thai, reads Thai, and writes Thai. Not me. Good Shepherd sent me for 2 months before we went to learn the language. Well, that was a real... But I did get to know the people better. Do you understand? And I think that was the purpose, to get to know the culture and the people better, because I didn't live there like my husband did. So anyway, this is how we're progressing. But I want to share with you today what we're doing today, okay? The Lord has called us to become self-sufficient. He wants this project. In times, you know, times are really bad, guys, and they're bad there too. Chicken that used to cost $1 a kilo, which is 2.2 pounds, right? Now costs $103. So it's not just you guys, and our gas is more expensive than your guys. You know, the fuel is what my husband uses, diesel, is much more expensive. A fill-up now is like, what do I want to say? I don't know. It doesn't really matter. But anyway, So times like this, so the Lord has called Randy and I. It's wonderful how he connects with both of us. We've always made a disagreement. We don't buy nothing. We don't do anything unless we have total agreement on each other. And it's always worked perfect for our marriage. You understand? Okay, so self-sufficient, okay? Sorry, Randy. Self-sufficient. Yeah, he's a Randy too. Two Randy, wonderful. Very passive, very quiet, nothing like me. He's awesome. He's an awesome man. But God uses us both, the big mouths and the quiet mouths, you know. So anyway, so he said to make himself. So my husband, he is so phenomenal. I hate to say this, but because he's so precious. But he built solar. You know, so we started with the solar, and then we started with we started with the animals first. The Lord said, build fish tanks. Yep. So we raised tilapia fish in tanks, big old tanks, and we have probably 100 tilapia right now. And we have turkeys. We had turkeys, and we had some chickens at first, but they flew all over the land. It was Thai turkeys. So we said, we got to get rid of these. So we gave them to some other family that needed the turkeys we had. And the Lord supplied us with real nice laying hens. So we have 30. We had 30 chickens. Now we got 60 because the Lord has called us like you have a food bank. Bondek and Dee will have a food bank. Now that's the name of the foundation, Bondek and Dee, which means House of Happy Children. That's what it means. So we have goats. Our children are, I think it's so healthy for children to be raised around animals. And you guys all can relate to that. You live in the mountains. You know, you're not city slickers. You know what I'm saying? So you can relate to that, right? Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, we have four goats, girls, and eventually we'll get them pregnant. And my husband did get one pregnant. She passed away. And he milked. And we try to give the kids the milk, and they're like, oh, you know, you can't do that. So anyway, and then my husband said, well, make cheese. Yes. Oh, no, they didn't like that. My husband is a cheese eater, and he's like, it's in the freezer. No, I just got rid of it. It's like, no way. But I spent all the time trying to learn how to make cheese. So we're becoming self-sufficient. Now he told Randy, and I can't believe that the Holy Spirit would tell us now, we're older, you know, and he wanted a church now. I mean, all the years we've been there, it's like we never had a church. And we prayed about it, and we both heard from the Spirit that build your church. I want a church. And it's a small church, but it's like Noah's Ark. He's building it like Noah's Ark. My husband, yeah, you can, if you, there's something really I want to talk to him about afterwards, yeah. About Facebook and connecting more with us. Okay, Randy? So anyway, the church is coming along wonderful, slow, because my husband is a perfectionist and it can't be messed up. And so he's putting glass blocks on the side of the ark that says, God loves you, Jesus loves you, and the other, no, God loves you and Jesus saves. And everybody's asked me, is it in Thai? Well, Thai has all these little Gucci's and, you know, you couldn't make blocks out of that. You know, like the light can come through, so you can't do that with it. So anyway, and then he called us to grow our own rice. And we've had 3 acres of land, by the way. I'm sorry. The Lord bless us with 3 acres. And so he called us to do rice now. I'm like, okay, who's going to do the rice? I garden, but as we get older, it's harder. You know, I try to do a raised bed, and I still have a problem with that. You know what I'm saying? But the children have all a part in that. Like the chicken house, I do help clean because it's with 60 chickens, it's pretty, but it's for the food bank, you know, and now's the time. Now's the time to provide for people that can't afford to, and we have them in our area. So many children have come and gone, they've grown up, they've got jobs, some have been real successful. Some have had real problems like any other American family, you know what I'm saying, have had real issues. But he's getting us through it. He's got it. Okay. Do you have any questions about where we're at or what you want to know more about what we do? I'll share with that later. But right now I need to pray. because I have been up and down with this teaching. Like I said, Kibbutz is here, but if the Holy Spirit wants you to hear it, I want to be there for what the Holy Spirit wants. And so I would like to pray that, Father God, that I just ask you right now, Father, that you would minister to who will receive this today, Father God. It might be one of your people here, Father. It might be none, but I believe that I heard from you, Father God, that this is what you want to give your people. This is the message you would like to, for them to receive today so they can move on with their life. So Holy Spirit, just come. Just come and be a part of this today. I know you're here. I know you're here. You walk with us, Father, Holy Spirit, and I just ask that you just make it more clearer what I'm trying to say today. I want to start out by saying this. I have all these notes, and I probably won't even use them. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me about Jesus, you know, our Savior. We all are born again, you know, and we accept Jesus. We know he died for us, and we know we're going to go to heaven. But a lot of people really have never had a full connection with the Holy Spirit. You understand? They know the Holy Spirit, but he's there for us to use. He's there for us. And we don't pray enough to him. We don't give him enough. That's God. God is three people in one. So he's given us that Holy Spirit to be able to help us through life. You know what I'm saying? So what it is that Jesus, when he died on the cross, and he was on the earth for 40 days. Okay, we all know this biblically, right? He was on the earth for 40 days. And the disciples didn't do any ministry. Peter went back to fishing, and this one did this, and Jerusalem wasn't growing, and nobody was coming to know the love of God, you know, because they weren't doing nothing for 40 days. The Bible says it, not me. And so I have scriptures, but okay, so anyway, so the Holy Spirit says, so when Pentecost came, okay, nothing was being done to win souls to Christ. But when Pentecost came, because Jesus told them, I'm sending somebody to you that's going to guide you and be more powerful. And that was the Holy Spirit. So when Pentecost came and the disciples were in their room and the Holy Spirit just indwelled in them. Now, a lot of churches believe different things. Some churches say you need to pray in tongues to receive the Holy Spirit. Some people say, I don't think, personally, biblical from what I've learned from the scriptures, is you don't have to do any of that. The Holy Spirit is just there. I mean, if he chooses you to speak in tongues or he gives you that gift, that's great. But you don't have to have it to receive them. And so my sermon today is, I'll do Galatians, 5:16, it says, walk in the Spirit, and it will give you, we're not walking in the flesh. Don't walk in the flesh. That's what this whole thing. You either can choose the flesh or you can choose the Spirit. Now, if you take the H out of flesh, what does it spell backwards? What does it spell? Does anybody know? Take the H out of flesh.
Yeah, it spells self.
Self. That's what we have. That's what happens to us. If we get worried about stuff or we want to, it's self. It's not what the Holy Spirit wants for us. You know, he wants us to have that communication, that relationship with him. So we need to walk. We need to, the Holy Spirit, this is what he's given to give to you today. That he wants you to come to a personal relationship with him like Jesus. You know, he doesn't want you to, he's still God. God is Jesus, God is the Holy Spirit. And he wants you to use him because your life, as times get really, really hard and bad, he will use, if you go to him, he's going to direct you. But you have to do it, this is the most important thing I want to say. You have to do it moment by moment, day by day. He's not. You just can't go. Well, you could go and say, Holy Spirit, I need you now. But it's like we need to do it daily. We need to do it minute by minute, you know. And then you'll grow stronger knowing that he's there to help you. He's the helper. He's the joy. He'll give you joy. He'll give you peace. He'll give you everything that you need in your life. Do you understand? You know what I'm trying to tell you? Or say no. Okay. So we have to order to really receive the Holy Spirit, I feel this, you just have to die to self. You know, you have to die to self to be able to receive the Holy Spirit. And everybody in this room can hear from the Holy Spirit. It might not be a voice saying, Kathleen, I need you to go do this, you know. But your spirit, you are a spirit. When you receive Jesus as your Savior, you become a spirit. You know, what goes to heaven, guys? Your spirit goes to heaven. Your body don't go there. Your ugly, you know, our ugly deformed bodies. And, you know, we get older and we, right? Don't we? And it's like we fall apart. So your spirit, so we're talking spirit to spirit. You know, and through faith, the Holy Spirit wants to have a better relationship with you. You understand? He wants to have that personal relationship like you have with Jesus. You know, Jesus came for a reason, to have us go to heaven someday. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be with the Father when we die. You know? And who spoke to you? Who spoke to you when you became saved? When you accepted Jesus, who spoke to you? Who do you think spoke to you? Holy Spirit spoke to you. The spirit. And it's so important. A lot of times when I was growing up, churches won't talk or teach. In Thailand, they won't either. Christian churches do not teach about the Holy Spirit because it's so in-depth. They've made it complicated, not simple. Do you understand? They just don't make it, you know. But so this is what the Holy Spirit says. I want to give you an example of how the Holy Spirit worked in our lives. I'm going to tell you how we got to Thailand. Okay, so my husband taught school in Thailand, like I told you, and we visited. We vacationed all the time. I love Thailand. We went twice a year when he taught school in Laramie, Wyoming. And I had a business in Loveland. And the Holy Spirit, we vacationed there. We loved vacation time. It was our number one spot. What do you think? Why do you think? So, right. And the Holy Spirit, my husband was a diver. He doesn't dive anymore because we don't have the money. But we're busy. You know, we're doing what we were called to do. Anyway, he was a diver. So we went to a private little island, and my husband dove for 5 days. And I spent my time that 5 days in the Word just seeking out the will of God. What do you have for us? And I'm swimming in the ocean, which was clear blue, and just, you know, you could see your fish swimming around. And the Holy Spirit said, you see them? It might not a voice, but you see them kids over there? They're my kids, and they need you over here. They need you. And I'm like, okay. So when Randy came home, we started searching the Word. In their little bungalow, it was a tiny little place, and he says, you know, Cass, that's what he calls it, I'm really feeling this is something God wants to do too. You know, it was a total connection because we're connected in the spirit, you know what, and it makes us stronger. And so he says, Cass, let's pray about that. So we did, and made a couple more trips back to vacation and stuff, and saying, okay, is this really from you, Holy Spirit, because the Spirit was speaking to us. And so, okay, this is the best part, and that a lot of people don't know this story. But the Lord called us, we went back again. But the Holy Spirit said, do not, I'm a great planner. Everything has to be organized. Look, you know what I'm saying? I plan everything. We went on a trip, I knew where we were going, how many days we were going to spend there. And the Holy Spirit says, I don't want you planning nothing. You're following me. And this is what I'm trying to tell you, that he wants you to follow him. He's going to give these things to you. He's going to give you that peace, that joy. And more than that, he's going to heal you. He's going to just do whatever you need. He's there. He's our needer. He's our, you know, so, and because he's God, you know. So anyway, I said, okay, that's me. A big sigh. It's like, and so the Holy Spirit said, okay, don't plan anything, but I plan one hotel. Because when you get into Bangkok and you've traveled this far, we have to fly into Bangkok, and we leave 12 hours from Bangkok, you know, 12-hour drive, you know. So anyway, when we get into Bangkok, Lord, I got to have one hotel. Where am I going to sleep at? You know, I'm all worried about that. And so I booked a hotel. We got to Bangkok, and that hotel wasn't available, wasn't on our list. You understand? They said, you don't have no hotel here. I was disobedient. But the whole trip, we knew that the Lord wanted us to go there, but we didn't know exactly where Gusamon, Thailand is. That's where we live, in Gusamon. Where is Gusamon? You know? And so, but he directed us to hook up with some other missionaries in Chiang Mai. You know, I thought we were going to work up at Tan Ton, actually, and help them out up there. That's what I felt, but who am I? I'm not the Holy Spirit. And anyway, so he said, I thought we were going to Tan Ton. So we went to Chiang Mai, met some missionaries that had, we came out of our room, we stayed at a Christian place where we spent a lot of time in prayer and stuff. And we came out, and they were standing there, and they said, hi, you know, what are you doing here? We said, we don't know. We don't know. I think we know what we're doing, but we don't know where we're supposed to go. And we told them what we felt, that the Lord was calling us to. Well, they worked in an orphanage, three orphanages in Thailand. So they said, come with us. So we hooked the back of their truck and drove to another village. Oh, it was hot, and it was a long trip. And we drove to this village, and it wasn't where we were supposed to be, but we could get a good idea of what was going on. You understand? So Randy said, we're not supposed to be here. We're not supposed to help them. The Holy Spirit has different plans for us. So we needed to find out where Gusamon was, because there was a special people that God, and it's called the So tribe. There's special people, so we work with So people. And there was a special group that he wanted us to be with. And so we hopped this bus. Okay, so we're heading out to, we heard of a town that was a Catholic called Telea. And we thought, well, this is where he wants us, in Telea, you know. And we go on the Songtow, and there was teachers there. My husband speaks Thai, and they said, oh, no, the So people are in Gusamon. And I'm like, okay, you know, we found out. So we're on the bus, and I'm crying. I'm just totally crying, because it's like, I don't even know what Gusamon is. So we got off on Gusamon, and I said to my husband, where are we going to go? What are we going to do? He said, we'll go to a coffee shop. Well, it was not a coffee shop. It was a little tiny restaurant. It was like, and so we got out, and we went into the restaurant, and the girl spoke English. She spoke so we could relate. And she asked us what we're doing here. And I said, God asked us, and she's Buddhist. I said, the Holy Spirit, or God, I said, ask us to build a place for children here. She goes, wait a minute. And the other side of the table was all these government officials. And she went over and talked to them. So the governor of the town came and took us around to Gusamon. He said, what are you doing here? And he said, I'll help you any way I can. I'll help you any way. So I have so many stories. Because if you're led by the Holy Spirit, he will direct your path to what you really need and what's your purpose in life. We all have a purpose. God has, you know, everybody says, oh, aren't you so wonderful? You're a missionary. Da, da, da. No, you're just as important as I am and Randy are. You know, God has a purpose for all of us, and you need to find out what it is. And I can't tell you. But who can tell you, guys? The Holy Spirit. So what he wants today is he wants a closer relationship with you. He really does. He wants you to, that's the message. He wants you to come to him for all your needs and let him guide your path, whether it's taking care of an older person or, you know, whatever it is. It's important to him. You know, we all work towards the same thing, the kingdom of God. Amen. You know, remember self, you know, give up yourself. Amen. And when you follow the Holy Spirit like that, you're truly giving up yourself. And I'm not saying we don't have struggles, guys. Let me tell you what. The government has been after us like stink on a hawk. And we've had the hardest year this year. But we know the Holy Spirit has pulled us through it. He's given us a new vision. And we just totally trust him. So what he asked me to do today, the Holy Spirit asked me. And I want to share you with something. Okay, this morning I woke up. Once again, Randy and I have been through this. I told Randy when he said, you want to teach, I'm like, I'm not a I'm a children person. You know, I should be in your daycare, you know? And it's like, and I prayed about it. Every morning, the Holy Spirit's woken me up at 2 o'clock in the morning here and given me, and he said, yes, I have this message for these people. If it's one he is, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who it is. That he said that, so I called Randy Saturday morning. I said, yeah, I'm going to do it. And, you know, I feel the Holy Spirit's telling me to tell them about our lives and tell them what we've been through. You know what I'm saying? How the Holy Spirit will be there for you. And this morning I woke up at 2 o'clock again. I haven't slept but 4 hours every night. And don't feel sorry for me. This is what I asked for. I want to walk with the Holy Spirit. So this is a good thing. And he gave me Acts 4:31. And it says, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken. And when they were assembled together, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke. Listen to this. This is what he said. They spoke the word of God with boldness. And that's what I'm doing for you today. But he wants to ask you. He wants to ask you. You have a personal relationship with Jesus, and you know Jesus died for you. But he wants to know if you want to give up a little bit more of yourself today. He wants to know that. You want to give up a little bit more of yourself? You come forward. I've never had a problem with coming forward. And we will pray for you. That's what he said. Pray for them. Okay? He wants us to pray for you. And there's another thing. I should have made that set the last thing I said. But Randy and I would like for you, and I think the Holy Spirit spoke to me on this, he wants you to be more involved. Yes, your church helps support his work there, which is wonderful. But what I'd like to do is this. I want to send Randy pictures of children you can pray for. You can put them on the board. You can pick a child. And whatever the Holy Spirit will lead you to pray for them, pray for them. They need lots of prayer. These children have been rejected. You know, their parents said, and it bothers them because the kids at school say, did your mother throw you in the trash can? It's like America. You know, they're not real nice to the kids that have been abandoned by their parents. So they need your prayer. They just need your prayer growing up, you know, just their Christian walk. They need it. So if it's okay with you, you can take a child. I will send the picture, and maybe you'll switch to another child later on. And Randy, can you do that I think that's the most important. We appreciate your money, but we really want you to be a part of it. You understand? So let's get back to where I was supposed to end at, not now, that if you'd like prayer, we're here to pray for you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I mean, filled to the brim. Mm. That you heard my testimony, and I could tell you 50 more. It's always been a walk with the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And God is so wonderful. He gave us that. He gave us Jesus for salvation, and he gave us the Holy Spirit for the rest of our lives. So you'll be encouraged, and he's there for you. Okay, Randy?
Interesting connection. Stay where you're at. I prepared a sermon just in case. Mm. Didn't finish it, but I got it going. And it's in Acts chapter 4, verses 4 through 3. So you'll hear that. But I am the first one to stop and say, yes, I want that.
You want prayer? Okay.
Me too.
All right, come on through. Robin, can I get you to pray? Help pray for the people, please? Anybody else feel they'd like to help pray? Anybody else want to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Oh, praise you, Father God. We want to be filled more. And that's what he gave me, you know, so he's not wrong. Okay. Father God, we just lift these people to you. Holy Spirit.
You're our hearts, Lord.
Holy Spirit, just fill them with totally you. That every moment by moment, day by day, Lord, they will be guided by you, not themselves, Father. We'll give up ourselves. We're giving ourselves to you, Father God. We're giving to you as Holy Spirit. You are the Trinity. You're part of it. And we can't forget you. And you put that so much in my heart and timeline too, Father. So I just pray for these people, Father, that they will be filled to the brim. That every walk they walk and every talk they talk, they will be like disciples. After Pentecost, after they were full of the Spirit, they could go out and minister. Father, there's people here that you have right now. You told me this, Spirit, that you want them to witness to people.
Yes.
And they don't have that boldness, and they don't have that confidence, because there might be new Christians, but Father, I ask for that confidence and that to be filled with you, Holy Spirit, that you will give them that confidence and that joy and that they need, Father, that they will show people the love of you, Holy Spirit, and they can come to be filled too with your love. We're just so thankful, Holy Spirit, that you are a part of our lives, but we want more. Yes. We want more and more and more, Father. We just don't, we're not satisfied.
Yes.
We just want more of the Holy Spirit in our lives so we can help people. And especially at this time, Holy Spirit, that we know that you're not going to let us suffer, and you're going to be there if we depend on you for all of our answers. We love you so much, Father God. And we just thank you for Jesus that died for us and the Holy Spirit that you gave to help us through this journey in life. And Father, I just ask that you fill, Father. And you, this is truly from you, Father. And I just thank you for that. Thank you.
Thank you. Lord, you know that we've been studying about Pentecost and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and that we need that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you bring us this. And you tell us, and actually say, you know, why don't you be my witnesses, my eyewitnesses.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been talking about that for the last several weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to talk about it today. But instead, the Lord brought us. So we thank you, Lord, because that's confirmation. He's telling us in these days, by my Spirit, dwelling in you. Not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit, dwelling in you. I'm sorry, somebody else was going to say something. Go ahead.
I just feel led that we need to remember that the fruit of the Holy Spirit within us is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. And so where, Lord, we have wonder about whether your Spirit is dwelling within us, and we wonder about our need for more of the Holy Spirit, I just pray that you would have us to recount how we're doing with love and joy and all those things, Lord, self-control, that it not be in our own strength, but it's you filling us up. And if we feel a little lacking in self-control or love or kindness, I pray that we would just step away like you did. You so often in your word, you stepped away for a moment for time with the Father. And so I pray that we would just know that we would need to step away and get another just dose of who you are, of denying ourselves and taking up the cross and letting your Spirit transform us, because that is what the Spirit does, is he transforms us from glory to glory into being people more filled with you and more like you. So for whoever is in this room and is wondering, okay, how do I know that the Holy Spirit's in me? How do I know that I'm doing that? I pray that we would look to that fruit and see what's going on and use that as a barometer, not for perfection and not for, not for perfection, but that we would be transformed by the living God from deep within our spirits, by that Spirit that you are, Lord.
Yes. Make it evident, as Robin is saying, evident to ourselves. As we look at ourselves, we go, wow, I seem to be a little less cranky. I seem to be more kind. I'm more willing to be kind. That is the fruit of the Spirit.
Yes.
And that's what we desire, Lord, for each and every one of us.
Yes.
So we can have that fruit exuding out of us to share it, because your word tells us you want to use us, each and every one of us, as ambassadors to make his appeal to others through us. You ready for that? Let's get ready for that.
Lord, and I ask you to help us not to go in our own strength.
Yes.
As we get older, Lord, we do get tired.
Yes.
True, Lord. Help us just lean on you. We depend on you. Lord, thank you for all you do for us. You mean many, many blessings. But help us to give up self, Lord. That's not always easy. Sometimes we think we're too tired. we can keep going. Mm-hmm. Give us the strength.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Just depend on you.
Father, I just ask you, fill this place. Fill your place with it. These what are here right now, the people that are here right now, send them out. Just full of the Holy Spirit. That they'll just walk down the street and somebody will say, what do you got?
Hallelujah.
You know, hallelujah, Father God. And you'll just fill this building,
yeah, Lord,
with people that want to know you and be and come to these times right now that will just want to know you. And we just thank you for that, Father. And like Robin said, I didn't pray, but peace and joy are the Holy Spirit. He will give you all them gifts. You know, he will give you that peace. And help us with our, with whatever you feel needs to change in our lives.
Yes.
We sometimes we just get, like you were saying, self to self. You know, we don't realize it, that we're getting self to self. And so, Holy Spirit, I just ask that you just convict us, really, and tell us, mm-hmm, we need to do this different.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thank you for that, Father. I just thank you, and I just thank you for this time, and I thank you for this people that you... You love so much at Cuda Christian Fellowship, Father God. I just thank you for all your saints, Father, all your wonderful people that want to come and know you better and serve you, Father. Just give us that heart, that servant heart, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Your word tells us, I can do all things through
you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yay, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
And we need to remember that.
Yes.
So I can do all things. And now that we're here, I want to bring Kathleen down. I want Robin and Velma to come around and others. Because we have a friend for Kathleen. She's here to get her cataracts. So she needs a healing touch.
Hi, what's your name? I just have a connection. William. I just feel a connection. And your name, darling? Catherine. Okay, not Kathleen. Catherine. I just feel there's a real blessing that comes down for you.
The Lord spoke to me about this when you first got a hold of me.
Yep.
And he said, you got to anoint her oil.
Yep.
Anoint her forehead.
Jesus.
And down her temples. He's going to fix your eyes. He's going to fix your eyes. And so, Lord, we just lift up our dear sister, your dear God, Kathleen. Anoint her with holy oil. And we pray about your healing touch upon Kathleen's eyes. We trust in you and you alone. However, we are willing to go to the doctors that he designed for us.
Yes.
But we pray for heavenly skill, heavenly wisdom upon the doctors.
Yes.
And we give all glory to you and you alone.
Amen.
If others have any prayer, go right ahead.
We come before you, Lord, and ask for healing from her blood pressure being so high. And we ask for Dr. Eddie to have wisdom as she sees him on Tuesday. But Father, more than anything, we ask that you would reach down and supernaturally heal this blood pressure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Top of her head, Lord, the soul of her fingers.
Inside her head.
Father, I thank you for the ministry that they have. Father, keep them in your keeping power. Father, both of them. Mm-hmm. And Father, the helpers that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And Father, I ask a special blessing upon them. From the top of their head to the soles of their feet, and that she will have perfect vision, perfect blood pressure, and Father, that she will go forth in the word that you want her to go forth and do the things that she's been called to do. Father, sometimes I understand how hard it is, but you're in control. Until that day, you take us home to be with you in heaven above. Until that day, keep us in perfect health. Keep her there and her husband and her workers in perfect health. In Jesus'
name. The Lord tells us that by the Holy Spirit, you give strength to the body.
I receive that. What you prayed today. I receive that. I'm thankful. You know, I'm
thank
grateful.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Worthy is. Let's all stand as we close and worship.